Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. A new exhibit's up and running at the Chicago Design Museum. It's called Great Ideas of Humanity Out of the Container. It features designs inspired by quotes from famous writers, philosophers, activists, politicians, and Chicago schoolchildren. The words are not used to just accentuate the art. They are the art. It's also an exhibit that uses the words to eliminate the lessons learned from our past, words that can help us better understand the present. It's a poster exhibition, and as the museum says, it's 70 years in the making. Joining me in studio tonight, Tanner Woodford, the founder and executive director of the Chicago Design Museum. Good to see you again, Tanner. Thanks
Good
for being here.
Good to see you, too. I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
And Eva Silverman's here. She's the project director for Art Design Chicago, which is a program run by the Terra Foundation. Thanks so much for being here, Eva. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Great to be here.
I kind of throw to it's 70 years in the making, Tanner. Explain how it's 70 years in the making for Out of the Container.
Sure. So this is actually a redo of an earlier concept, which was done by the Container Corporation of America between 1950 and 1975.
Right.
CCA was an incredible organization, one of my biggest inspirations, and they took their platform of selling and producing cardboard boxes to make the world better. So, for example, they invented the recycling symbol. They had a competition where they had a list of things that the recycling symbol needed to accomplish, sent it to college students across America, somebody responded, and they published it on their boxes, and it became history. They did lots of other interesting things, and one of those things was this avant-garde advertising movement from 1950 to 75. Over 25 years, they commissioned 200 ads, and these ads were from, you know, Magritte and Paul Rand and Saul Bass and these amazing artists and designers, and they would send these guys or women a quote, have them illustrate the quote in any way that they would choose. They would receive the artwork, put their logo on the bottom, and then run it in Life or Time or Fortune or these
big magazines. Right.
So we were completely blown away by that. We're friends with John Massey, who has some work at the Art Institute right now, and he's just a wonderful designer in Chicago. He was the design director of this campaign for 17 of its 25 years, and he encouraged us to continue the campaign under a few different...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the artists and some of the pieces coming up. Eva, why is the Art Design Chicago involved in this project?
So Art Design Chicago is a citywide year-long celebration of Chicago's art and design history, and it includes more than 30 different exhibitions around the city that all look at Chicago's artists, designers, institutions, events that have sort of shaped the art and design story of Chicago and our impact on the rest of the nation and the world. So this show fits perfectly into that year of celebration and expo.
But when you think about it, it's a no-brainer to get artists involved in this kind of thing because of the history from this town.
Absolutely. And it was more than just being about this town. You know, with Art Design Chicago, we have a very clear lineage and a set of works that relate back to Chicago artists and designers. We've also got artists and designers from Hong Kong, from Beijing, from Mexico City, from really all across the world. And we tend to think about... So I guess one point is this campaign used to be called The Great Ideas of Western Man. Mm-hmm. And one of the two things that John told us when we brought this campaign back to life was that we had to drop those two last words, Western Man, because the world is not about Western men. Women have great ideas.
Right.
Great ideas come from the East. So we've taken that to heart. We renamed it The Great Ideas of Humanity. And then we started thinking about, you know, where in the world should we commission this artwork from as contextualized through the lens of Chicago?
When you're taking words and being able to twist the words and be able to put a design component to it, it shows the power of the words. But why not just have an exhibit that focuses on the words? Why is design important to the great ideas of humanity?
That's a great question. And design completely recontextualizes the quote. So two of my favorite posters in the show are made by the same designer, Bart Crosby, who's a designer in Chicago, has made identities for years and years and years. And he had a quote that he interpreted two different ways. One of them is completely typographic, and one of them is completely image-based.
Okay.
When you look at these two things, you access the ideas completely differently, right? One of them makes you really want to connect to your fellow men and women, and the other one makes you reflect sort of internally about love and what that means for you as an individual. So the art and design and the colors and the ways that you're looking at it infer different feelings and make you look at the quote in a new way.
And I ask the same question of you, Eva. I mean, because the Art Design Chicago could fund and support a lot of different missions and different art projects. This is both a literary project and a design project. Can it be both? Should it be both? Could it be as important and as powerful if it was just words?
I mean, of course. I mean, I think words, literature is a form of art, right? So, but Art Design Chicago happens to be focused on the visual. So, as Tanner said, this project historically was extremely important, not just here, but beyond. It was one of the ways that Chicago sort of made its mark on the country and perhaps the world. So that's why it was important to us to support. But I do agree that visually, art and design can say things that words can't say. Yeah. So I think the art and design just only enhances the words.
Ava Silverman, she is the project director at Art Design Chicago. Tanner Woodford's in studio. He's the founder and executive director of the Chicago Design Museum. The exhibit is called Great Ideas of Humanity Out of the Container. It's running through August at the Design Museum, which is at 108 North State Street, the old Block 37, where the ice rink used to be. That's all I got. We'll take a quick break, and we'll continue the conversation here on The Download. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with us, Tanner Woodford. He's the founder and executive director of the Chicago Design Museum. And Ava Silverman as well, the project director for Art Design Chicago. They've teamed up for the new exhibit, which is called Great Ideas of Humanity Out of the Container, featuring designs inspired by words. The exhibit running through August at Chicago Design Museum. Obviously, let's get into this. With the advent of social media and just thinking about characters, words have become characters. But this idea that social media and platforms can be direct communication for politicians.
Yeah.
They can be used in ways that can have 40, 50, 60 different interpretations from one five-word sentence. We have seen words used in 2018 in ways that's never been used before. Do you see it that way? Do you see that? Because you kind of tease out this idea that the words from our past are words that can help us understand our present.
Yeah. So there's a lot there, and I think that we all have a platform to spread a message. I spend a lot of time thinking about what our message is. I think that design has the capacity to be the fundamental improvement of the human condition. We've talked about that on this show before, and this platform is one way that we're thinking about that. Thinking of, in a sort of a different direction here, thinking about five-word questions and thinking or five-word statements and thinking about this platform we have here, can I pose a question to you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I'm curious.
I'm a better host than a guest, but
sure.
Go ahead.
So we have an interactive section of the exhibition where we have little cards where you see the exhibition and then you answer a question and then we incorporate it into, back into the exhibition. So my question to you is, what is a great idea?
What is a great idea? I think a great idea is something that's simple and improves upon something in our life. I guess I would think, I always think of ideas as we think about them in the download. Pete and I will go through what's an idea for the show. And to me, it's communication is a big part of it. Great idea is all about communication, and that's where the simplicity comes into it, and also what this idea is trying to get across to the audience.
That's wonderful.
I don't think it's wonderful. I think it was... That's convoluted.
That's objective.
I did not succeed in what I was trying to communicate. We do a segment called The Download on Chicago Business every Tuesday, and great ideas are a big part of that because we talk to entrepreneurs, and people always talk about the ability to communicate that idea is as important as the idea itself.
I think that's 100% accurate. Another part of the show, or the part of the exhibition, rather, is that we're working with kids from 826 Shy and having them tell us not only what is a great idea, but also who gets to decide what a great idea is.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
And that has been so thrilling to see not only those questions and those ideas from their contemporaries, but also to see artists and designers that are known in Chicago and abroad answer those questions.
This is part about inspiring design or design inspired by words, but there's also the component, we will talk about the kids, that you are teaming up as kids come up with ideas and come up with words that artists are able to interpret those words as well.
Yeah, and to be able to sort of give the kids that moment of walking into a gallery and seeing a quote by Sojourner Truth next to a quote by themselves, and to be able to see that not only for the audience beyond kids, that I can have a great idea, you can have a great idea, and together we can all sort of make this world better through words and images, I think is a really exciting proposition.
Eva, for the Art Design Chicago, and you think about, we've already talked about the art and design history here, but the present and what we see in the future. You're seeing museums like Tanner's Chicago Design Museum, the American Writers Museum. Chicago seems to have this moment right now where we're celebrating art, design, words, literature more than we have in the past. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're appreciating our sort of creatives and our creative production, both historically and today. For Art Design Chicago, although we are looking back, we also are looking at the present. And the history isn't relevant unless you talk about the present. So we're really trying to involve contemporary artists, which is why we teamed up with the Chicago Design Museum to help underwrite the cost of producing these new works, especially a component of the project that looks at Chicago quotes from famous Chicagoans or well-known Chicagoans and their great ideas along with works by Chicago designers and artists. So we really want to showcase what's going on here today in the context of the past.
Tanner, I forgot the name of the documentary, but the documentary on fonts.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And this idea that there's more attention paid to the design of words.
Yeah.
And especially as we are in a digital culture and we even have arguments down in state houses about whether cursive writing will be a part of our future. It is interesting because design has always played a role in literature, from the beginnings of words to how they were written and how they were communicated, but also how they were displayed.
Yeah.
So this isn't necessarily a novel or a new concept.
Agreed. Yeah, no, I think design has been around for as long as people have been writing. You know, as long as people have been putting form to ideas, design has played a part. It's not a novel idea. I think that now it's more accessible than it's ever been, like everything is.
Mm-hmm.
Now designers are more connected and more collaborative and are able to sort of work together to improve things. And I think that's an exciting place to be.
You know, there's a long list of artists that have contributed to this, and this is running through August. Talk about the experience of working with these artists. How much was it? Pick a quote, and the deadline is by Tuesday, and how much of it was collaborative?
So 65 artists in the show from all
That's
across
amazing,
the world.
Yeah.
Mostly in Chicago, but the process has been pretty interesting. So we generally will have a committee that selects a list of quotes. We'll have another committee select a list of designers, and then we will take a half dozen quotes, send them to each individual designer, let them pick one and illustrate it in any way that they would choose, and then our job is done. We decide whether or not we publish it. We don't art direct. We don't give feedback.
Yeah.
If they forget to include our logo, we'll drop our logo in and do that sort of thing.
Right on the top of it.
Exactly.
Right, smack in the middle. That's where you put the logos.
As big and red as possible, yes.
Right.
But we see this as a platform again to really sort of hone their craft, to share their message, to try new ideas. We don't see this as a means of us trying to make a show that looks consistent or make a show that looks or feels or communicates a certain way.
Eva, at Art Design Chicago, you support a bunch of different art organizations in town with events and gallery shows and the like. How important is the pitch to you guys? Even as we talk about what Tanner was just mentioning about how he works with the artists and even asking me the question about the great idea, are you guys sitting in a room going, that's a great idea, let's give support to this idea? Or is there a different way that you guys approach how to support the arts in Chicago?
That is pretty much how we do it. I mean, we don't go out to museums and say, we think you should do an exhibition on XYZ. We ask them, what is it that's interesting to you and your curators? What's interesting to your audience? What story do you want to tell? And a lot of them are choosing to tell stories through Art Design Chicago that haven't been told before, that are showcasing sort of under-recognized, under-discovered artists and institutions and events in the cities. History. So we're pleased to see that happening and pleased to support it.
Yeah. The new exhibit is called Great Ideas of Humanity Out of the Container. It's running through August at the Chicago Design Museum, 108 North State Street in the old Block 37. In studio tonight, both Eva Silverman, who is project director at Art Design Chicago, and Tanner Woodford, the founder and executive director of the Chicago Design Museum. Tanner, Eva, thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you.